You're in the grand theme of things. The Logbook.com soundtrack mixtape podcast is back with more selections, all centered around a single theme. A setting, similar plots, maybe something else. Something connects all the music you'll be hearing today. I'm Earl Green. Sit back and relax and enjoy a little bit of free association with music from movies, TV, and games. It's all in the grand theme of things. More Christmas on a Musical Planet, a tribute to the holidays through the sounds of Christmas episodes of sci-fi and fantasy television series. Leading off this installment of Christmas on a Musical Planet, we're going all the way back to the 80s. In the 80s, Steven Spielberg tried to revive the anthology genre that had been so popular in the 1950s and 60s through such shows as The Twilight Zone and The Outer Limits, except he was a bit more lighthearted about it and tried to bring that Spielbergian magic to primetime, because both of the aforementioned series kind of always had a dark sting in the tail, sort of an O. Henry thing going on. The episode in question of the series Amazing Stories is Santa 85. It was scored by Thomas Newman. Fairly common name. It's not uncommon to see him pop up in the credits of a major movie these days. Whereas at this time, he had scored maybe about 4 movies, including Revenge of the Nerds and Desperately Seeking Susan. Of course, since then, you've heard Thomas Newman score everything from Real Genius to The Lost Boys, Fried Green Tomatoes to The Shawshank Redemption, Aaron Brockovich, Finding Nemo, WALL-E, and the James Bond film Skyfall. All of them worth a listen. Newman has barely done any TV work. This is one of very few television episodes he actually scored. It was not uncommon for him in the 90s and more recently to do the theme tune to a series, but not the actual score. The theme tunes he's written include 6 Feet Under, The Newsroom, and Boston Public. Anyway, here is music from the Santa 85 episode of Amazing Stories, music by Thomas Newman.
Thank you.
selections from Thomas Newman's score from Santa 85, an episode of Amazing Stories, obviously aired in 1985. That's available on Volume 2 of Entrada Records' Amazing Stories Anthology series, each one collecting music from several episodes of the show together to sort of give you this grand musical taste. Amazing Stories, because of the Spielberg connection, really had its pick of the litter as far as who was going to be composing a given episode. At this time, John Williams was all over the movies. Spielberg was able to talk him back into his studio to score and record music for a television episode, which was nearly unheard of at that point in John Williams' career. Anyway, that music was by Thomas Newman, who, by the way, is the most nominated living composer never to have won an Oscar. He's been nominated for an Oscar 12 times. He has yet to go get the trophy. Maybe soon. You never know. Coming up next, you pretty much knew this was coming. Music from the 2012 Doctor Who Christmas special, The Snowmen, by Murray Gold. music from the Doctor Who 2012 Christmas special, The Snowmen, composed by Murray Gold. It is released on CD on a sort of a double bill with another Christmas special from the previous year called The Doctor, the Widow, and the Wardrobe. Interesting thing about The Snowmen is it introduces a piano-based theme for the Doctor's new companion, which has actually carried on and continued to be used, even though we have now changed off incarnations of the Doctor in the interim, can still be heard from time to time. Bringing Christmas on a Musical Planet to a close, you have music by Mark Snow from a very odd Christmas episode of The X-Files, How the Ghosts Stole Christmas. Music by Mark Snow for the X-Files Christmas episode, How the Ghosts Stole Christmas. It guest starred Ed Asner and Lily Tomlin. And as you heard, and very atypically for the X-Files, most of the score was harpsichord. That's it for Christmas on a Musical Planet, at least for this year. Stay safe in your travels. Stay happy in your holidays. Be back for more In the Grand Theme of Things, because we'll definitely be back under your tree next year. That's all for now. In the Grand Theme of Things, we'll be back next week with more movie, TV, and game music connected by a common theme. Just a reminder, all of the music you've heard is copyrighted by the respective composers, labels, and studios. Visit www.thelogbook.com/music/podcast for a listing of what you heard in this installment and links to purchase your own copies. Due to restrictions on file size and storage, what you've heard today was presented at a fairly low audio quality. By purchasing the commercially available CDs or downloads, you can hear it even better. I strongly encourage you to support the labels that are taking the time and expense to remaster and reissue classic soundtrack music. They're making music available to which longtime movie and TV music fans have never dreamed of having access, and I hope you'll join me in supporting them. In the Grand Theme of Things is written, produced, and hosted by Earl Green.
Some old press clippings, my uncle's notes, a bas-relief made of clay, the horrors that these convey have given me much dismay. I think I'm starting to go insane. Strange nightmare images haunt my brain. I'm dreaming of a dead city where deep ones swim in depths of night, where Cthulhu's sleeping while stars go creeping until the time when they are right. I'm dreaming of a dead city with angles Euclid wouldn't know, that was built strange eons ago and will soon come up from down below. Dark future ruled by that three-lobed burning eye, when the old one's coming is nigh, and you find that death itself may die.
I... bring you greetings from all Daleks.
I'm gonna spend my Christmas with a Dalek and hug him underneath the mistletoe. And if he's very nice, I'll feed him sugar spice and hang a Christmas stocking from his big left toe. And when we both get up on Christmas morning, I'll kiss him on his chromium-plated head and take him in to say hi to Mum and frighten Daddy out of his bed. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Happy Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
To you.
Some more plum pudding and custard.
I'm gonna spend my Christmas with a Dalek, and if I make him happy, he will stay. Just go and twiddle his eye, and then my little Dalek will say, Merry Christmas,
Christmas tree.
Happy Christmas,
mistletoe.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
I love you!
Happy Christmas!
You love me!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
To you! Merry Christmas!